Song of Songs, Chapter 4. Man in Love Speaking. You are so beautiful, my love, how absolutely beautiful. Your eyes are like doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending down the slopes of Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of freshly shorn sheep coming up from the washing. Each of them has a matching twin. Not one of them is missing. Your lips are like a scarlet ribbon. Your mouth is lovely. Your cheeks are as rosy as pomegranates behind your veil. Your neck is like the Tower of David, elegantly built with rows of stone, with 1,000 shields adorning it, all the shields of the mighty warriors. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle grazing among the lilies. Until the day dawns and the shadows flee away, I will ascend the mountain of myrrh and go to the hill of frankincense. You are absolutely beautiful, my love. There is not a single flaw in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Descend from the peak of Amana, from the top of Sinar and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopards. You have captured my heart, my sister, my bride. You have captured my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How charming is your love, my sister, my bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips, O my bride, drip nectar. Honey and milk are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. You are like a locked garden, my sister, my bride, an enclosing spring, a sealed fountain. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, with choice fruits, henna and nard plants, nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all the trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of fresh flowing water, and streams flowing down from Lebanon. Beloved woman speaking, awake, O north wind, come, O south wind, blow upon my garden, that its fragrant spices may spread around. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat its choice fruits.